This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Wednesday, November 23rd, 2021. I'm Derek Gilbert. Tomorrow here in the United States is our Thanksgiving Day holiday, the day when we stop, give thanks to our Lord and Savior for the blessings that He has given us over the past year. It's been a challenging year, challenging 2 years, actually, but we pray that you likewise, wherever you are on planet Earth, take some time out to stop, give thanks, and share the hope that you have with Jesus Christ with those who are closest to you. We'll be back on Monday. Topic number 5 today, China. An investment firm founded by Hunter Biden facilitated the purchase of an American-owned cobalt mine by a Chinese conglomerate. This was a $3.8 billion deal, and it puts a key resource used in the fabrication of electric batteries needed for electric vehicles in the control of a foreign power, one that is not necessarily friendly to the United States. This mine was formerly owned by Freeport-McMoRan and located in the Democratic Republic of Congo, was purchased in 2016. Chinese mining outfit China Molybdenum announced a partnership with Biden's Bohai Harvest RST, or BHR, his investment firm, with the Chinese kicking in about $2.65 billion. BHR brought in $1.14 billion to buy out a minority stakeholder in the mine, Lundin Mining of Canada. Interestingly, the money for Bohai's share came, and this is according to the New York Times now, interesting that the Times is breaking this story, came entirely from Chinese state-backed companies. Lundin's chief executive at the time, Paul Conybeare, said it was made clear that China Molybdenum was leading the transaction, even though the buyer of Lundin's stake was BHR. In fact, Conybeare said, "I never really understood who they were," meaning BHR, Hunter Biden's company. So what we've got here, according to the New York Times, is a scenario where the investment firm founded by Hunter Biden shows up to funnel money from Chinese state-owned corporations into the purchase of a cobalt mine, placing a key resource in under China's control, and no one else in the deal seems to know why. Did 10% go to the big guy? And we bring this up because China is a geopolitical rival, as Lieutenant Colonel Bob McGinnis has been warning for some time now. I'll repeat, U.S. officials have expressed concern about some of the technological advances the Chinese have displayed this year. Their hypersonic weapon, that they tested back in July, according to Financial Times, is not only capable of flying at 5 times the speed of sound, but approaching the United States from over the South Pole, which renders our missile defenses useless because they're all pointed towards the North Pole, which is presumably where Russian missiles would come from. In a new report on Financial Times, people familiar with the details of the July 27th missile test said China launched an orbital bombardment system, this rocket over the South China Sea, moving at 5 times the speed of sound. Pentagon experts unsure how China managed to fire a hypersonic glide vehicle while traveling at such speeds in space. In other words, it looks like China has developed a technology that Russia and the United States have not yet mastered. This orbital bombardment system could be a problem, again, because it flies in from the south, while all of our anti-missile missiles are pointed north, even if we could hit the thing, which is not a sure bet because of the speed and maneuverability of this device. In other words, to quote Jeff Goldblum from the movie Independence Day, checkmate. Topic number 4, the price of oil. Oil prices rose above $82 a barrel on Tuesday. The market sort of rejecting the Biden administration's announced plan to release tens of millions of barrels from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to try to lower prices. The price of Brent sweet crude rose 3.3%. Reserves can only be released at a maximum of 4.4 million barrels a day, which really is not going to make a dent in global supply. Experts say this will not put any significant downward pressure on prices, which does little to relieve price pressures created by underinvestment in U.S. petroleum production in the face of political pressure from climate activists. In other words, shutting down the Keystone Pipeline and just declaring that they're not going to renew leases on federal lands. That's the problem here. It's not OPEC, and it's not that we don't have enough in supply from this. And draining the strategic reserves to try to achieve some short-term political gain seems like a really bad idea to me. Topic number 3, Armageddon. Not the actual end of the world battle for Jerusalem, but the movie with Bruce Willis. Vandenberg Space Force Base. Yes, we have a Space Force now. Thank you, President Trump. Vandenberg Space Force Base announced that it helped launch a rocket designed to strike an asteroid, part of NASA's first planetary defense test mission Tuesday night. This took place at 10:20 p.m. Pacific time. A SpaceX Falcon 9 launched carrying NASA's Double Asteroid Redirection Test, or DART, clever acronym, from the Space Launch Complex. This took place Tuesday night. The spacecraft, designed to impact an asteroid traveling at a speed of about 15,000 miles per hour. The target is the asteroid Moonlet, called Dimorphos, which is Greek for two forms. It orbits a larger asteroid called Didymos, which is the Greek for twin. The press release from NASA goes on to explain that in the fall of 2022, DART is projected to impact Dimorphos to change its orbit within the Didymos binary asteroid system. The reason they chose Didymos for this test is because it poses no impact threat to Earth, so if something goes wrong, they're not actually going to deflect Dimorphos onto a dangerous trajectory. They'll be able to check it and check the change in orbit around Didymos to see if it did any good. The question that crosses our mind, of course, without getting too conspiratorial, is what does NASA know that they're not telling us? Topic number two, St. George. No, not the guy who fought the dragon. This time we're talking about George Floyd. Paintings depicting George Floyd as Jesus Christ have been put on display at the Catholic University of America's campus ministry office and its law school. This was brought to the attention of the Daily Signal, who contacted the university for comment. University kind of shrugged off responsibility, saying that the painting Mama, which you see on the screen behind me, by artist Kelly Lattimore, depicts the Virgin Mary supporting the body of the dead Christ. So the problem here is that artist Kelly Lattimore has said repeatedly that the painting depicts George Floyd as Jesus Christ. Student told the Daily Signal via email, there are many students, faculty, and staff concerned about this, but there's nothing we can do. Student wanted to remain anonymous because of fear of reprisal from school administration. Quote, if we sound the alarm, we will be labeled racists, unquote. Well, here at Skywatch TV, we're not really concerned about that anymore because we know that progressives will call anybody who disagrees with them racist for any reason whatsoever. Now, setting aside the subject of the painting, I mean, forget what you think about George Floyd. Imagine the nicest man you know depicted in that painting representing Jesus Christ. The nicest, kindest, most generous man you know. It would still be heretical. The fact that this artist did this and that the university put it on display says that they either fundamentally misunderstand the nature of the supernatural war for which Christ willingly sacrificed himself for your behalf, my behalf, or they do understand it, and they're on the wrong side of the fight. It's one or the other. Now, we could say, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. But a religious institution should know better. Just reconfirms my conviction. We just don't use the word heresy often enough these days. Coming up, how to get your copy of the Defender Family Bible from Skywatch TV and helpful Thanksgiving advice for your family gathering this Thanksgiving from the New York Times. That's next on 5 and 10.
With the official disclosure of UFOs moving full steam ahead, very few will be prepared for what is coming. The answers are now available in Josh Peck's groundbreaking new Skywatch Films documentary DVD, over 10 years in the making, entitled The Great Delusion, The Second Coming of Earth's Oldest Enemy, along with Dr. Thomas Horn's documentary-style expose on DVD, Rome and the Star God, and the late Chris Putnam's Vatican presentation on DVD, Astrobiology and the Vatican ET Connection. Josh Peck's new documentary, The Great Great Delusion reveals for the first time why the Vatican is in possession of a telescope named the Lucifer Device. Why the ancient and mysterious Anasazi suddenly disappeared from the historic record. How alien abductions might be connected to the sixth chapter of the book of Genesis. Whether there is a secret alien-human hybridization program being conducted on Earth right now. If there is a connection between aliens and supernatural entities, such as demons and fallen angels, and what we can do to prepare for what's ahead. You'll also see stunning reports on the UFO phenomenon by Dr. Thomas Horn, Josh Peck, L.A. Marzulli, Timothy Alberino, Nick Pope, Chris Putnam, Chuck Misler, and many more. You'll also receive Dr. Thomas Horn's documentary-style expose, Rome and the Star God, on DVD. Join Dr. Horn for this incredible expose on how the Vatican is not only willing to accept our alien brothers with open arms, but are actually enabling the arrival of the end-time Star God, the Antichrist. But that's not all. We're also including the late Chris Putnam's shocking presentation entitled Astrobiology and the Vatican ET Connection on DVD, detailing the Vatican's plans to baptize aliens upon their arrival and how contemporary societies will soon look to the aliens to be the saviors of humankind. Sold separately, these items have a retail value of $75. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling while supplies last. Prepare for full disclosure with the Great Delusion special offer. Available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Topic number one today, helpful advice for Turkey Day from the New York Times. Many people around the world have blown up COVID-19 into the viral equivalent of Apollyon, the destroyer. It's here to destroy us all if we don't lock everybody down, shoot everybody up, and keep everyone away from everyone. It is out of control. It truly is. Example number 1,476,325, a worried parent actually writes to the New York Times asking for advice. And I quote from the letter now. If our child 9 and a cousin 10 have each received one dose of the vaccine 2 weeks prior to Thanksgiving, is it safe for us to eat indoors? There will be about 20 guests all vaccinated, and the 65 and older crowd have all received boosters. I won't name the person. I'm not trying to embarrass anyone here. Just let it be said. They come from a large city on the West Coast that is a Democrat stronghold. Anyway, the response comes from an engineering professor at Virginia Tech, where she studies airborne transmission of viruses. Quote, you could have the kids wear masks, eat quickly, and stay away from the older adults while eating. Wear masks, eat quickly, and stay away. Now, understand the scenario here. This is a family getting together for a communal meal on Thanksgiving Day. 20 people there, that's reasonable for a large family gathering or even a moderate-sized family gathering on Thanksgiving. Everyone is vaccinated, even the children, an age group for which the infection fatality rate is 0.002%. And the writer of the letter wants to know if they're still safe from COVID. In a sane, rational world, like the way most of us here in the Ozarks live, the answer would be, don't be silly. Don't be silly. Look at the actual statistics. Follow the science. And children are not at risk from this anyway. Why did you have them vaccinated? Anyway, don't worry. Be happy. Enjoy one another's company. And have a blessed holiday. That would be the sane response. Instead, the response from our fear porn driven media, quote, have kids wear masks, eat quickly, and stay away from the older adults while eating. Mask them up, make them eat fast, and stay away from the old people. Is it any wonder that surveys show 92% of Americans, this is the message from the mainstream media, 92% of Americans overstate the risk of hospitalization from COVID? It's because this is the message they're hearing. This is not the science. This is the fear. get together, enjoy your time together with your family members, be thankful, reject the fear. We are not given a spirit of fear. That's in the Bible. Yes, even like this one here, the Defender Family Bible. When we published this a few years ago in a softcover edition, it sold out really quickly. This time it is a hardcover edition, again, the KJV with the expanded Apocrypha, including the Book of Enoch. This will look really, really nice on your coffee table, but even better in your lap as you study from the Word of God. And we'd like to offer this to you as our thanks for your support of the important work that they do at Whispering Ponies Ranch. Our staff at Whispering Ponies Ranch, in partnership with Royal Family Kids, working with children in the foster system between the ages of 9 and 11 to change the lives of children who have been abused, in danger of being broken, reaching them at an age where the trajectories of their lives can still be changed. For your support of at least $300, you get the Defender Family Bible, plus a gift pack and a $100 gift certificate for you to spend in time for the holidays, any way you like, at the SkyWatch TV store. For your donation of $1,000 or more to help us continue the construction at Whispering Ponies Ranch, the Bible, the gift pack, a $300 gift certificate to spend at the SkyWatch TV store, plus an invitation to attend a taping in the new SkyWatch TV studio, an invitation to a special banquet for our Whispering Ponies Ranch supporters at our 2022 Defender Conference, invitation to take a tour of the facilities at Whispering Ponies Ranch to see what your support has built for these children, and a group photo with fellow sponsors and the SkyWatch TV staff. You can find out more, and if you're so led, donate at skywatchtvstore.com. Follow the links there, or call us toll-free at 844-750-4985. And thank you. The SkyWatch TV Defender Conference, the virtual conference, continuing through January 15th. Take advantage of the two dozen presentations, plus The Great Delusion, the dynamite new documentary from Josh Peck, blowing the lid off the disclosure phenomenon. What are UFOs? What are aliens? Who are they? And what is the alien abduction phenomenon all about? You'll hear from speakers like Tom Horn, L.A. Marzulli, Russ Dizdar, Chuck Missler, Noah Hutchings, Chris Putnam, many others. And again, two dozen cutting-edge presentations from dynamite speakers. You can find a complete list of speakers, sign up now, and then take advantage, watch, binge-watch through this holiday weekend on your own schedule. Watch as many as you like, in any order that you like. Do it while you've got family members over. Hey, what do you think of this UFO thing? In fact, the way Josh put it together, they won't know they're watching a Christian documentary until they're really into the film and really intrigued. You find out more online, DefenderConference.com, DefenderConference.com. Now, if you just want to see the film itself, you can rent it or any of the documentaries produced by SkyWatch TV over the last 6 years for as little as $3, $2.95 to be exact, a rent for 7 days. Just check out skywatchfilms.com, skywatchfilms.com, and there you've got links to The Great Delusion, Tom Horn's dynamite presentation from last year's virtual conference, The Secret Destiny of America, The Art and Architecture, The Occult Symbolism in the Art and Architecture of Washington, D.C., Silent Cry, The Darker Side of Trafficking, Belly of the Beast, Inhuman, The Next and Final Phase of Man is Here, both award-winning documentaries. All of that, plus our two Wars of the Gods travelogumentaries of our tours of Israel, available for as little as $2.95 to rent for 7 days. You'll find the links at skywatchfilms.com, skywatchfilms.com. Our broadcast schedule this week and every week, you'll find all of our programs at skywatchtv.com/channels, our regular broadcast program, plus our three brand new programs from SkyWatch TV, Simply His, a women's program featuring Catherine Horn, Donna Howell, Allie Henson, Nita Horn. Don't miss that. The health program with Charisse Parton, and what a magnificent, fabulous story she's got, Return to Eden, and the Bible's Greatest Mysteries. Right now we're in a series featuring our good friend Aaron Lipkin about the archaeology of Israel and how it documents the stories that we read in the Bible, the discovery of Joshua's altar. When and where you can see those programs posted, skywatchtv.com/channels, but if you've got Roku or Apple TV, you can watch those programs right now, or just download all of the programs right into your smartphone or tablet, along with important news and a schedule of our upcoming events. All of that and more, whether you've got an iOS device, Android device, or an Amazon Kindle Fire tablet, we have links, or rather apps, for all of those, and links to the app stores for those apps is at skywatchtv.com. Just check the top menu bar for the link. Again, we will be off tomorrow and Friday for the Thanksgiving weekend holiday. We pray that you have a blessed weekend. The Lord has truly blessed us through you. We thank you for your support, for your prayers, for your friendship. We'll see you on Monday. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.